Blog Talk Radio.
Of emergency, bitches.
You want me to
bitches,
do? I'm sorry.
Bitches.
I'm back.
Corporate love and hustle, making money hustle. Independent business, 24 struggle. On the block hustle, crooked cop hustle. No sleep in these streets, 24 struggle. On the stroll hustle, tricking Don hustle. Working the pole, that's your goal, 24 struggle. Counterfeit hustle, politic hustle. Overbooked hustle, writing books hustle.
In the pen with your pen, 24 struggle.
I'm talking college hustle, getting that knowledge hustle. Keeping up with tuition, 24 struggle. Underhand hustle, made in Japan hustle. Trying to come across that border, 24 struggle. Mafia hustle, conglomerate hustle. Fall in love with a thug, 24 struggle.
Who you loving, who you wanna be hugging? Roll with niggas that be sucking, that be sucking.
You know we hustle around here.
Struggle, going green hustle, slot machine hustle, keeping money in your jeans, everyday struggle, move your foot hustle, doing jokes hustle, protecting everything you have is a known struggle, 9 to 5 hustle, overtime hustle, trying to hold a decent job, make your mind struggle, bootleg hustle, doobie and brain hustle, trying to ride the latest wave, 24 struggle, American dream hustle, plotting the scheme hustle, cause every time we close our eyes, all we see is struggle, tattoo hustle, YouTube hustle, just to get a couple views, watch a few struggle, I know we all hustle, that's all a part of struggle, it's time we get it popping off, so we all bubble.
Who you loving, who you wanna be hugging, roll with niggas that be sucking,
you know we hustle around here.
You are now tuned in to the mother greatest.
Y'all, we back. That's all I'm saying. Welcome to Let's Chat Sports. My name is Miss Tony. I got the sports guru himself, Mr. Jazz, joining me this evening. Jazz, it's been a minute, but how you doing, buddy?
What's happening, baby? Yo, we back. It's popping. Yo. It's real out here in these streets, man. It's real out here in these streets. So we're going to do it. We're going to do it big. I'm excited. Let's fucking get it going.
Absolutely.
Get it right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, once again, welcome to Last Chat Sports. You know, we are here every Tuesday night talking that talk on all things sports and jazz. There is so much going on in the sports world since we've been on air. But before we get started, let's talk about the weekend pass and your favorite, boxing, MMA, putting them fist to fist. Talk about it, buddy.
Yo, okay. Well. Wait, well, okay. First, I wanted to say, I wanted to send, because we haven't been on in a minute, so I wanted to send my condolences out to the Hastings family. The tragedy that happened about, last month? The young man that got hit by the dump truck down in Florida. I know Mr. Green is in mourning. I know all the Steeler Nation is in mourning, so I want to first give a salute to that, you know, give a salute to him and his family. You know what I'm saying? He will be missed. You know what I'm saying? He set some records in the NCAA and college football, and he'll never be forgotten.
Right.
So let me do that. And now, everybody know by now, Canelo lost. He lost. I watched the fight. He indeed lost. There was no cheating. He lost. It was a close, but he lost.
So,
he said he wanted to do the rematch. If anybody looked at Showtime this weekend, you saw Boots Ennis destroy my man in the first round of the first round knockout. I predicted he would be the next king of 147. And, of course, we all saw Charlo become undisputed champion at 154, along with his brother, who was undisputed at 160. And I don't know what else he do now. I mean, he got all the belts. I know he's going to move up to 160 eventually. I know his brother probably going to move up to 168. I depending on what happens when they make the Crawford and Spence fight, I think the winner of that fight goes up to 154 because the loser is going to have to deal with Bruce Ennis. And, again, I can't state this enough. 47. I don't want to see that young man. That young man has hands of fury. I wouldn't even try to do it. You know what I mean?
Wow,
so,
really?
that lot has happened. That's just, and that was just this weekend. I can't even go back 2 or 3 weeks. You know what I mean? That's just this weekend. That's it. And then it happened the last 2 weeks.
Right.
So
wow.
Yeah. Other than that, I. That's enough for now. I mean, I'm that's enough.
Uh-huh.
I got more stuff, but I ain't got but an hour, so we got something to talk about.
But Jazz, you know, you'll be proud of your girl. You'll be proud of your girl. Hopefully she's actually watching Saturday night. I think it was Saturday night. And I came in and I saw her. I'm like, let me sit down and you know, see what's going on so I can kind of contribute to Jazz's dialect on boxing.
Okay. So how was it? Okay, give us a Tony tape.
So I actually saw some of it. You know, they had the 1, 2, 3, 4, however many fights that lead up to the highlight. But unfortunately, I fell asleep on the last one. But I saw, I think it was Charlo. You said I saw that. And, was Charlo the main event? What was the one before Charlo then?
That was Ennis.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That one I saw, but Jeff, wow. You know, they talk about it. They show so much lead up to it, like their whole lives leading up to that point. And sometimes that in and of itself is a story.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the hate that they had. Is that the one that they Puerto Rico? And one was from, they were both. Oh, man, I'm getting all my
wait a minute, you're talking about that was the first fight.
Okay.
That was the first fight. I know the fight you're talking about. That was the first fight. That was the
okay,
fight.
That was the
one. Fight that you're describing was the fight before the Ennis fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Two Latino cats.
Yes, they were both Latino.
Yeah.
So I saw that one. But it was interesting. I unfortunately fell asleep on the last one, but I have to be able to contribute to the boxing and the MMA and all that other stuff. So I tried.
Just go on the internet. Look at the highlights. You're good. That's good.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. But thank you for that. A lot has been going on. So I know Jazz going to have a whole hour just to talk about,
That's a whole nother, Lisa. That's a whole nother show, Lisa. That's a whole nother show. We'll negotiate that later.
Absolutely. But in addition to that, Jazz, there's so much going on. We have baseball. You know, I must give my Yankees a shout out. And my Mets, a shout out. You know, they are doing phenomenal. We got news today, just to give a little bit on the baseball. We got news today that Jacob DeGrom, you know, that he was like one of the top pitchers.
Yes.
You know, he's going to be out for a little bit more. He's still feeling some pain in that throwing arm. But, they're doing their thing, baseball, and it's moving right along.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be interesting to see the race to the finish, because baseball is
It
has such a long season, Jack.
It's really long, dude. I mean, and I'm just happy that they're playing. You know, after the whole lockout and you know all of that, just the fact that they're playing, I'm excited about that, because for a minute there, I didn't think they were going to play. Be honest with you.
Right. And it seems like when baseball is going, you know, that warm weather is like right behind it. So that's also a good thing.
Yes.
So let's switch on over. You know, since we've been on, there's been the NFL draft. Oh, my goodness. There was a lot going on with that. That was like two, three weeks ago.
Yes.
What's your take
on the
draft,
yes.
Jazz?
Well, I mean, I know we have to condense a lot, so I would just say that I'm going to concentrate on the first round, because for me, that's the round that everybody really kind of pays attention to, because those are the guys that are supposed to be bona fide blue chipper superstars 3 years from now.
Right.
So I think that the Jets did a great move by their three first-round picks, trading up to get the gentleman out of Florida State at the end, Johnson, who continued to slide and slide and slide and slide until the Jets jumped up and got him, I think was a spectacular move. I think the Giants did well, getting the tackle and then coming back and getting the wide receiver. I think they did well. And I like the fact that you had a lot of players who they went a lot of edge rushers and a lot of wide receivers. So again, here's the goal. And if you're Pittsburgh, again, I salute Mr. Green, because they got Pickett from the University of Pittsburgh. I know he's ecstatic. I hope he develops into the player that y'all hope he's going to be, because y'all definitely needed everything to fall in place for you to get Pickett, and it did. So I definitely commend you guys staying the course, not panicking. When everybody else was coming off the board, they didn't panic. They didn't say, oh, Carolina. I thought he was going to go to Carolina. Honestly, Carolina.
Really?
I was like, damn. Does Pittsburgh have a shot? And then he just kept falling. Like, oh my God, will he have a shot? And they got him. So I like the fact that Pittsburgh got their quarterback, and I like the fact that you had either teams were adding talent to rush the quarterback, or they were getting talent to catch the passes from the quarterback. That seemed to be the mantra of the draft in the first round. But what do you think? What is your take on it?
Well, you know, I was out of the country during the draft, but I was trying to keep my eye on it, but I do agree. I think the Jets had the best draft out of all of them. You know, they had like 4 first-round picks. They were able to get who and what they needed. But what I want to ask you, what do you think about the first pick with Jacksonville, the Trayvon Walker?
Yeah.
He was
yeah,
he's out
Georgia.
Of Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see him play any college ball down there?
I mean, well, I was at the Tech-Georgia game. But, I mean, he's good. Don't get me wrong. But for me,
right?
I think Detroit came out the best as far as that goes is because they drafted second, and they got Fredrickson. Fredrickson is a fucking moth.
No, they
when you
got,
look at his tape, he is a fucking moth.
I thought they got Adrian Hutchinson.
Yeah, Hutchinson, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay.
If I was,
you like him over?
I'm talking about Hutchinson.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, I like him definitely. Yes, absolutely. But I said over that. I would have picked him. So I think Georgia, I think Detroit came out a whole lot better than Bill Wilman in my opinion. So what do you think?
Well, I don't know much about
the
college players. No, I just hearing the way you talk about Hutchinson has me wondering what was the Jaguars thinking about.
Well, everybody has their thing that they look for. But I'm going to tell you,
right.
The reason why I like Hutchinson is because when you look at his tape, when you look at him play, he reminds me of a young not JJ, but the edge rusher from Pittsburgh. The other Watt, the younger Watt.
Oh, the other,
TJ, I think TJ.
TJ. Yes, TJ Watt.
He reminds me of him. He is 100 miles an hour all day, every day, every play. He doesn't take plays off. He's 100 miles an hour. That's what I like about him. His motor is incredible. Like, he just keeps coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. That's what I like about it.
Wow. Well, so I'm excited to watch.
Yeah, when I watched Walker play against Georgia Tech, I mean, nothing against Walker. But I'm just not really big on draft picks from Georgia because a lot of them seem to not live up to the publicity and the hype, you know.
Really?
I mean, I just like, for me, in my opinion, I mean, that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion, my point of view. I mean, but I like Hutchinson, hands down.
Okay, hands down. Okay, now I also like, you know, one the first pick that the Jets made, Gardner. You know, he's a cornerback,
I think he's a cornerback. Yeah.
Right, from Cincinnati. Do you have any take on him? I mean, they were talking him up. He was actually, you know, talked about in the first three.
Yeah, I like him. I like him. I mean, he's a corner. He's a big corner. He's a cover corner.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have enough of those.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that the Jets were lacking was a corner, a shutdown corner.
Right.
He could become that.
Right.
I'm willing to. I'll pick him six and see what happens, without a doubt. Best for me, for with the Jets, because the Jets, I mean, theoretically, the Jets didn't have a whole lot in their cupboard. So I feel like any talent you bring in is better than the talent you currently have, depending on the position.
Oh, yeah.
So,
definitely.
Yes, Gardner definitely improves their secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And then the DN will improve their pass rush. And the wide receiver should improve there. And then the wide receiver should improve things for Wilson.
Right.
So three good picks.
So that'd be Wilson and Wilson. Garrett Wilson, the wide receiver they got out of Ohio State.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it all comes together.
Even though,
you know,
even though we'll see it. Even though, if it was me, I like Olave from Ohio State more than Wilson, only because
Olave, even though Olave is shorter, I think he has better hands than Wilson. But I think Wilson has more ups when it comes to the 50-50 ball. So that's my only thing about Wilson, that Olave I like. I like his hands. I think he has great hands. I think he has better hands than Wilson. But I think you can't go wrong either way, honestly, because they're both great wide receivers. So I'm nitpicking it.
Hey, but that's what they do. That's what the draft is all about. Now let's move on over across the pond in the same setting with the Giants. You know, I was hearing a lot about Kayvon Thibodeau out of Oregon. He's he was an edge rusher.
Yes,
so I was
rusher.
Hearing a lot. Okay, what you have any take on him?
I like him. I mean, again, a lot of these cats, you really don't know because, again, boys playing against boys.
Right.
Now, when you go boys playing against men, then you
different
see what
story.
You really got. Different story. When you, again, you know, when you in college, when you are good, you look that much better against average players.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But when you go to the pros, everybody's good. So when the first time Thibodeau comes off the edge and he has to get around Kelvin Martin, the guard from the Cowboys, he coming around the edge. Martin pops out. He got to get around him. Martin's been to Pro Bowl. Do you get around him? We shall see.
Mm-hmm.
When you got to come off the edge against Tyron Smith, made Pro Bowl, probably going to the Hall of Fame. Do you get past it? We shall see.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth of it.
Right.
But, yeah, I like him. I like him. He looks great. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, I'm excited to see the young talent, how the young talent adjust. You know, they're all in training camp right about now, getting ready. You know, we're not going to go into it tonight on tonight's show, but the NFL schedule is out. It actually came out last week.
Yes.
So Jazz and I will touch on that on our next show.
Absolutely.
Because
now
we're in the midst of the NBA playoffs, and a lot
Say it again,
has
sister.
Happened.
Say it again, sister. Say it again.
A lot has happened in the NBA playoffs.
Yes.
First of all, Jazz, have you been watching?
Of course. Every game. What are you talking about? Come on.
Watching. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Now,
go home right now to finish watching game one of the Miami and Boston. What are you talking about? Of course.
Oh, yeah. And we got to talk about that because they actually start in about an hour right after the NBA lottery, which is also tonight at 8 o'clock. So you all know Jazz and I are going to be on top of everything. The lottery, the NBA lottery is in about a half an hour.
Now,
so that's why we actually moved up our show.
Before we talk about the playoffs, I have a question for everybody, including you, Ms. Tony. Okay.
Okay.
Which team needs the number one pick the most? Houston, Orlando, or Detroit?
You didn't even put the Knicks in there, huh?
No. We ain't going to do that. I'm not going to see because then you – Excuse me, because if I do that, then you're going to say I'm picking on your team. So I'm not trying to pick on your team. So I'm not going to put them in.
Okay, so you say who needs the number one pick the most? Houston,
who needs
Orlando,
the number one
or
pick
Detroit?
The worst? Houston,
the worst.
Orlando, or Detroit? Who needs it the most?
What do you mean? Okay, the most.
Yeah.
I would have to say in that order, I'm going to go in order. I would say Orlando, number one, Detroit, number two, and Houston, number three. Because, and I say that, the reason I say that is because Orlando, I mean, when the teams looked to see when they were playing Orlando, it just felt like that was an automatic win, you know?
Yeah.
Because of, even though they are an NBA team, I just think Orlando needs that number one draft pick to go in their favor tonight, and I'm not going to talk on it because you're going to try to get me to jinx my Knicks.
I'm not.
By not saying they are. But what's your take? I think Orlando, Detroit, and Houston in that order.
I mean,
what's your order? Talk to me.
I'm agree with all three, and the reason why is because I think that Detroit, they have a baller, they have a guy. Houston has a guy. Orlando does not have a guy. They don't have
that guy.
Not, I mean, they put together a pretty good season, but they don't have a guy. I think every NFL team, I mean, I think that, excuse me, I think that every NBA team,
you need at least
one guy. At least one guy.
Right.
There's enough players. You should have at least one guy. And Orlando just, for some reason, I mean, they traded away Gordon. They have Terrence Ross, but they don't have a guy. So I think that I would think that they needed the most because they need a face. They need a face for their franchise. Because Houston has one, and Detroit has one. Orlando does not, in my opinion, Orlando does not have one.
Yeah, so that's why I picked them as needed it the most. You know, because they don't
totally
have a star.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Totally. You get no argument from me on that.
And they're a young team, you know, so that star would also give them that experience, you know, that experience, at least have the experience to the extent that they can be a winning team, as well as that locker room. You need some leadership in that locker room because that locker room play is real.
Well, I mean, we'll talk about it more when we get to the playoff conversation, but, you know, there are teams when you're young but you have a guy. And I'm going to bring up Dallas. Dallas is young, but they have a guy.
Yeah.
They have the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drafted well. They drafted Brogdon. They drafted Finney Smith. They made the deal with the Knicks to bring in. They made the offer to Hardaway Jr. and got him away from the Knicks. They made smart decisions, and they drafted well. So you can be young and be successful, but because they have a guy. It just so happens that he is one of the guys. But they have a guy.
But you know, Jazz, that they were trying to have two guys. And speaking of the trade with the Knicks as far as Tim Hardaway Jr. and Porzingis, they thought they would have two stars. But I think one of the best moves that the Mavs made is getting rid of Porzingis because he just clogged up. Luka and what he wanted, they just didn't mesh. And he has never played a full healthy year of basketball since he's been drafted. Porzingis.
Yeah, but also it's not about them trading away Porzingis. The biggest thing about the thing was what they got back. They got back Spencer Dinwiddie, who was a proven scorer with the Nets, and then went over there. And then Washington was doing well with the Nets. And what did the Nets do? When they brought in Kyrie, all of a sudden Dinwiddie is expendable now. Because they brought in Kyrie and they brought in Durant. Now, Dinwiddie is expendable. You trade him to Washington for a bag of rocks. And then Dallas says, hey, you know what? You know what? We'll take him. We'll give you Porzingis. We'll take him, and he actually played better with Dallas than he ever did in Washington.
But Jazz, on top of that, when he was in Brooklyn, he was the face of Brooklyn, of the Brooklyn Nets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk Nets, you talk Dinwiddie.
Well,
but
he was a face, but he was not. Remember. The Nets went the free agent way to acquire a face instead of nurturing a face.
Right.
That's why they're home now.
Instead of, right. And that's been their MO pretty much since they've been here in Brooklyn. But they gave away a lot of talent when they got James Harden. They gave away a lot of young talent.
Yep.
And look where they are today. And, you know, so you just got to be mindful of the things that you want and how you go about getting them, because karma is real.
I mean, you got to think about it. In the NBA, everybody talk about LeBron and all of that, and that's fine. But in the NBA, most of the successful teams, they do not become successful by signing free agents. They become successful by drafting well and having a 3 to 5 year plan. The Warriors did it.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Bulls did it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the successful, if you want to term them dynasties or whatever, the teams who, San Antonio Spurs, same thing, they drafted well. When you do that, you don't go out and you go out and get a free agent. You don't go out and get 2 and 3 of them and say we're going to build a whole team around two or three free agents. It's not going to work. Besides Miami Heat, but I think that's the thing of them and Boston Celtics. But for anybody who is going to mention Boston Celtics, they won one championship, people, not a plethora. They won one. So that's not a dynasty because you won one. So don't give me Boston did it. They did it one year, people. Relax. So.
But you know Boston fans think that they are the championship be all end all. But you know that's that New York rivalry that I'm talking about right now. Not
look,
I have to put my host hat back on.
Boston Celtics fan, y'all have to realize that the years of those 10 years, with the 11, what was that, 11 years
right.
with 10 championships, there was no such thing as free agency, people. Bill Russell had to stay with Boston. He couldn't move if he wanted to because they
right.
owned his rights at that time
because
there was no such thing as free agency. So.
Right. Right.
I don't like having that discussion because, you know, again, anything that happened before free agency doesn't mean anything to me. Because that means you don't have player movement. And in Boston, you know, you if they had free agency back then, Bill Russell never would have stayed with Boston.
And
never,
it's funny that you should say that, Jazz, because I was actually thinking about that watching the game, actually watching the Celtics, even though only one half of my household was rooting for the Celtics. and by the household, it's just me and Hubby Lish.
Absolutely.
But I wanted, he almost didn't get good at that series, but I'm just saying. When I was sitting down watching Bill Russell, I was wondering if he had the choice that the players have today to move around in free agency, would his career have been so rooted in the Celtics? And it sounds like you seem to have the same opinion.
No, absolutely not.
I don't
think so. He would have never spent all that time with the Celtics. Hell no. No, absolutely not.
Basically his whole career.
Well, one thing
you know,
that Bill
so
Russell...
That's interesting.
Like, you know what, Wilt Chamberlain always said, you know, difference between me and Bill Russell. Everybody said with championships. He said, yeah, Bill Russell got more rings, but I lived a whole lot better life.
True. So
and I got to agree with Wilt. Wilt was in L.A. doing his thing. Living the life.
Wherever he was, yes, he was doing his thing.
Whether it was with the 76ers, yo, yeah. He like, yo, Bill Russell will have all the rings all your life. But, yo,
right.
I was doing my thing for real. He said, yeah, he got all the super. He said, yo, he got all the rings, but I was in LA, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Superstar. going wherever I want to go, doing whatever I want to do. Owning the city.
Right.
Owning the city. Yeah, Bill Russell can't say that.
Exactly.
That's the funny part.
Exactly.
But but the NBA playoffs, yes. Who you got tonight?
Okay, but before I say who I got, because I know we have so much to do tonight as far as sports once after the show's done.
Right?
But I want to say the biggest upset thus far in the playoffs, your biggest upset is.
Oh, God. I mean, I guess right now I would say it would have to be the way the 76ers went down to the Celtics. They got destroyed. They were never in the series at all. No. Yeah, I'm going to go with that one because I was going to say Brooklyn because I was riding Brooklyn. I admit that. I kept saying I'm riding Brooklyn, and they got embarrassed. So, but I would say Philly because Philly, more people have Philly penciled in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say Philly getting upset, getting destroyed by Boston. What would you say?
Okay, I'm glad you brought up that you was riding from Brooklyn, but when you get a chance, I want you to go back and listen to our show where I said Brooklyn will not be out of the first round. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember.
Brooklyn
will not make it out of the first round. I admit, and I told you you're wrong. I know. I did. I miscalculated. I gave too much confidence in the fact that Kyrie could play all the games and Durant. Mm-hmm. You were absolutely correct, Tony. You were. I salute you. You got that. You had a crystal ball right there. I'm with you on that.
I tried to tell you, partner. I see it right here.
I know I don't be listening sometimes. I don't be listening. I be talking.
But that's the beauty of the show. But that's the beauty of our show. We each have our own take on things, and we bring it together, and we make it enjoyable.
Yeah. I need that. So now, I'm not going to hit you with no Nick jokes. I'm good. I'm going to eat that.
You get your digs in. Trust the people. Jazzy getting his digs in like he did just now.
I'm not gonna do that.
Okay. You're not gonna do it.
So is the Nets your upset? Is that your or do you have
Nah,
enough?
that wasn't even an upset. I just knew that one coming. But my biggest upset I want to say is I see your point with the Sixers, and I think I have a little take on the Sixers, and because you know when it came out about the MVP, the most valuable player that night, and the Sixers actually played that night.
Embiid did nothing. He was a no-show.
At that game. You know, he was like he was pouting, like a petulant child.
He was.
Because he didn't win.
He was. He was upset.
And on top of that, I'm not even going to say I'm surprised at the Sixers because, as I've said on a number of occasions, James Harden doesn't show up in the big game. He just doesn't. That's his MO, but my big upset is the way I have to go with Milwaukee, the reigning champs, that they're not in it.
Mm.
You know, really? they let the Celtics back in. They let them back in. I hate saying this, the Celtics have, as far as the Heat and the South, they have a better team. They have more scorers. But with that being said, they're without two of their big stars tonight. Horford and Smart are not slotted to play tonight.
Yes.
So Miami might come out with a win tonight. The consensus I've been hearing up until tonight is that it's going to be Boston and the Warriors.
Well,
what's your West Coast take?
Well, let me. Well, I will say this. Before we put Milwaukee to bed, Middleton did go out for the year. If Middleton plays, I think that Milwaukee beats Boston because
absolutely.
I don't think that they would have had to. I don't think that they would have had to. They would have had more balance on the floor without Middleton.
Because
Giannis had to do more.
Giannis had to do everything.
Yeah, he had to do more. Holiday shots weren't falling. Grayson Allen shots weren't falling. Portis gave what he could. But I think that this is another good illustration of two things. Is Boomhauser makes no adjustments during the game, first of all.
At all. We've been saying that for how long, Jazz? He does not do in-game adjustments. He just doesn't.
No.
It's like he's rooted and not doing that.
Well, he got a championship, so for all them people who say he doesn't, he doesn't have to make adjustments because the refs are going to let Giannis do whatever the fuck he want to do. So that's the adjustment. Give the ball to Giannis and let the refs make the call. I'm not mad at him about that. If that's what wins, it was a win. It won last year. It just so happens that they wasn't able to win this year. And the second thing is, I said after they did the Coach of the Year, Ballin, and it went to Monte Williams from
Phoenix.
I said during one of our previous shows that the coach from Boston, it was disrespectful for him not to even be mentioned. And them making the finals just further illustrates my point, I believe.
Yes, that Boston coach, he's always been on an assistant, but he's doing his thing as far as being a first time head coach.
Yeah, people still not talking about him.
Not at all, but that's okay. His team is talking for him.
Damn right. And so on the West, I mean, I have to go with the Warriors, but I will say this. I think I like the Warriors. I think the Warriors will win. But I do believe that Dallas is coming to play. It ain't going to lay that.
Oh, yeah.
And
they feel disrespected.
One thing, and here's the other part of that is Weissman. The center for Golden State is out. Going to be out for the rest of the playoffs. Dallas
really?
Has some time.
I haven't heard that.
Huh?
I didn't hear that about the
He's going to be out. Wiseman going to be gone. Wiseman gone. He ain't come back to next year. So Dallas has some size now. Yeah, if they start pounding inside, it could be a problem.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
Now, when did Wiseman go out? Just from the last game?
Wiseman went out, too. Wiseman been out since the beginning of the year, dude. They were talking about he's going to come back. He played some G League.
Oh,
he played a couple
of
G League games. And then they say he might be able to come back. He ain't come back. He done.
Right. Okay. I got you now. But I want to say with the Warriors, Jazz, the other game where they was down 55, oh, my goodness, I have never seen or even thought that they could be down 55 points. And against they were playing the Grizzlies, I believe. Did you see that game?
Yes, I saw that game, yes. Well, you gotta understand.
Oh my goodness!
The one thing that Memphis did, which played to Golden State's strength is. Mm-hmm. When, because in the first half, Golden State wasn't hitting no shots. They couldn't buy a shot.
Mm-hmm.
In the second half, they just start winging them. Now, as they're winging them, they're beginning to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis panics, mm-hmm. and then they start shooting threes. That's the worst thing you can do, is shoot threes with Golden State. What they were supposed to do is make the adjustment, pound inside, slow the game down. But no.
Uh-huh.
Motherfucking, they just start, you know, Dylan shooting threes, Ja wants to start shooting threes. Everybody wants to start shooting threes. Then, when they got down to single digits, now everybody looking at each other like, oh, shit. Like, damn, they actually coming back. Like, what do we do now? Now everybody tight. Once they got tight, Golden State kept shooting shit and never stopped till the game was over. Game over. You lose. Simple. Because at that point, you could tell when Golden State came out in the second half, they was like, yo, we're losing, so fuck it. I'm just chucking them. We losing. We down like 35 points. So I'm just going to start chucking them. And they hitting a few.
That's what they did.
And you could just see as they hit them, you could just see the players in Memphis like, okay, no big deal. Then it's like, okay, then it went from 35 to 22. Then it's like, okay, no big deal, but I kind of see y'all. Then it became 15. Then it was like, oh, shit, here they come. Then it was like, fuck, they right here. It was too late by then. You were supposed to, when they got down, when they was down, when Golden State was down 15, you were supposed to slow the game down. To say, hey, I see you. Let me make the adjustment. Y'all ain't going to keep chucking. Because by that time, Kirby was, look, I haven't seen Kirby that hot since that All-Star game earlier this year.
Uh-huh.
Remember when he was shooting and turning around? He was doing that.
Oh, yeah.
He was
they were just falling.
They just shooting. They coming down. He's shooting them. Clay's shooting them. He's shooting them. He ain't even waiting for it. As soon as it leaves his hand, he turned around. Yo, Poole was doing his thing. It was a masterpiece if you was a basketball fan. It was a nightmare if you was a Memphis Grizzlies fan. Word up.
Wow.
And the whole time, Josh tried, but he missed a layup. And he's not hitting the three consistently. So they was daring him to drive. Like, yo, if you drive if you like, you know, we're going to put you on your back. So he started shooting the three. Miss him. Every time he missed him, they come down here to three. 6 point. The onslaught just never stopped, dude. It was nothing they could do, dude.
Right.
Real talk.
Right.
So that's why. I don't know of anybody. When they get hot like that, I don't care what Kevin Durant says about. Yeah, I don't care what Kevin Durant says about the best Warrior teams or the ones that he was on. I can give him that to a point, but when they hot like that, there's nobody who can play with them, Casper. There's nobody that can play with them.
And that's like pre-Durant. That's like those pre-Durant days with the Warriors, you know, when they get hot like that.
Yeah, they get hot like that because there's no stopping. There's nothing you can do. And now with Jordan Poole, have another guy. Mm-hmm. He's
another
just
weapon.
As dynamic. Oh, my God, dude, the three of them. Yo, them cats, the motherfuckers did the do-si-do the other game. Dude, I'm like, what the fuck?
Not the dozy dough.
They did the dozy dough. I swear to you. Look it up after the show. You're going to be like this. Damn, Chaz is right. They did that shit during the game.
The dozy dough.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, I kid you not, man. I kid you not. I can't make this up, man. I can't make this up.
So, yeah, that's the reason why if I had to pick, when I was in Vegas, when I was in Vegas, they had the Warriors 14-5. Mm-hmm. I didn't lay the bet because I was going to bet Milwaukee 7-1. Right after I decided not to lay the bet the next day, Middleton goes out for the year. I'm like, damn, glad I didn't make that bet.
Ooh.
But
whoa.
Warriors just look so good right now. It's hard to bet against them. It's hard. Because they look good, man.
So do you have them winning it all, though, Jeff? That's a hard one. I think I'm going to wait and see how tonight's game goes.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. I have to see who they play. If they play Boston, it depends on who they play.
Right, definitely.
But Miami, I mean, I don't know if Miami could beat Boston. I think Boston got too much scoring, like you said. I think they got too many scorers.
Yeah, they do.
Miami has
Jimmy Buckets can't do it all by himself.
Well, I mean, Oladipo showing up. You know, Hero showing up.
He's been struggling. Tyler Hero's been struggling lately. He dropped a couple of games.
You know, don't take much for him.
Yeah.
You just got to let him shoot it. It's like John Stark. Just let him shoot it. It'll fall.
You know, I mean, that's
true.
You got to let him shoot. I mean, yeah, you got to let him shoot. But, I'm definitely going to be a fan on the wall tonight. So, yes, I can't wait. I got to see the lottery, and we're definitely going to discuss that next weekend to see who got what and who was happy and who was not.
That's for sure. So, Jazz, it's been real as always. I always have a great time talking that talk on sports with you. So we hope you guys have enjoyed it and looking forward to the night of sports ahead. Jazz and I are.
Yo, word. And we got I don't think that there are any good fights coming on this week. I think next week we got a good fight. I'll let you guys know on Tuesday, so tune in. I have another banger for you guys, I promise.
Awesome. Well, Jazz, take us out, buddy.
Well, I want to say thank you to everybody. I'm sorry about the delay. I know we was gone, but you know we back, baby. So, dude, y'all, thanks for hanging with us. Please tune in. Listen to the archives. We put it on for you guys. It ain't for us. It's for y'all because we do it because we enjoy it, and we hope that y'all enjoy what we do. And please send us some feedback, anything that we can improve on. I know I be talking and shit, so y'all need to tell me. You know, sometimes I need to shut the fuck up. I shut the fuck up. It's okay. So, Miss Tony, I'm good. Do your thing. I'm glad to be back. I love you guys. I can't wait till next week.
Oh, Jazz, we would never tell you that, buddy. Never tell you that. That's why we love you. You got to talk that talk. But once again, like my co-host, the one and only Guru Jazz himself said, we so enjoy you guys tuning in with us every week. And those archives, Jazz, our archives are popping all around the world. So we want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Couldn't do it without them. But if you missed any part of the show, no worries. Just head on over to blogtalkradio.com and check out our archives. And also, wherever you stream your podcast from, just go on over there and look up Let's Chat with Miss Tony and Miss Felicia and Mr. Jazz, and you can download us, and we can go where you go. So you'll never be without the crew from the Let's Chat family. So once again, thanks for tuning in. We will see you guys next time. Stay safe and enjoy the rest of your week.
All right. And y'all remember, hey, Corona's not a myth. Still out here, y'all.
Definitely is. Stay safe.
Yeah. All right. Be safe, y'all. Love y'all. Later.
Good night, everyone.